sister.
哦，很高兴我代表北威州华人基金会给大家问安。
So very happy that to represent the North Virginia Baptist Church, the congregation, to greet everybody here.
今天我们跟大家分享的这个题目是回应天上来的印象。
Today, the message I want to share with you is to respond to the heavenly vision.
意象本身，它有启示与看见这两方面的意思。
The vision basically carries two meanings, revelation and seeing.
所以在新译本的圣经当中，就提醒我们说，没有启示，人民就没有法纪，遵守律法就为有福。
So in the New Chinese Version translation, Proverbs 29:18, it says, "Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint, but blessed is the one who heeds wisdom instruction."
这也就是意象的两个方面，从神的角度来说，这个意象就是神和他心意的启示或者显明揭露；从领受的我们人的角度来说，就是看见神和他的心意的显明。
So this highlights two aspects of vision. From God's perspective, and he saw the crowds harassed. From God's perspective, a vision is the revelation, disclosure, and manifestation. And from the receiving's perspective, and it is the ability to see God and the revelation of his will.
有时神呢，他就通过一些超自然的方式，将他的心意向人显明。
Sometimes God reveals his will through supernatural means.
但更多的时候，神是在人的心灵里向人显明，使人看见他所显明的心意。
But most of the time, he reveals in within a person's spirit, enable them to see what he wants for them.
例如，在马太福音第9章这一段经文当中，就说到，当日主耶稣看到许多人因这样的困苦流离，如羊没有牧人一样，就对门徒说：“要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，并要他们来求这个庄稼的主，打发工人去收他的庄稼。”
For example, in Matthew 9, when Jesus saw the crowds harassed and helpless, like the sheep without a shepherd, so he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few," and instructed them to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send out workers into the harvest field.
各位，我们都知道，这是一个非常重要的宣教的意象。
So we all know that this is a significant missionary vision.
从看到很多人困苦、无依无靠的人，而看到一个广大的福音的这样的工厂。
So from seeing the people suffering and without guidance, and Jesus saw the vast harvest field.
又从广大的福音的工厂看到传福音的工人少，要为这广大的传福音的工厂来祷告。
And from seeing the vast harvest field, he saw the shortage of workers and called for prayer that laborers will be sent out.
其中的这样的看见就是意象，
So the vision here, the seeing is vision.
不是个人每一次都有这样的看见。
Not everyone can see it every time.
有时候看见往往是无动于衷的。
Even sometimes we see it, but we remain unmoved.
有时候这样的，如果这样的人他看见，有些人如果看见受了感动，又会按着心里所看见的这样去行动的时候， 这必然会对这样的人，他一生产生一个巨大的影响。
So when a person sees the vision and also deeply touched by the vision, he also took action to work through, and this will affect the whole course of this person's life.
不少人就是因为看见这样的异象，而奉献一生做传道，甚至背井离乡到海外去宣教。
So many people have dedicated their lives to ministry and even gone overseas as missionaries because they saw this vision.
今天我们所领受的经文一开始，保罗向雅基伯王谈到自己为什么会这样努力地传福音。
So at the beginning of today's passage, Paul explained to King Agrippa why he worked so diligently to preach the gospel.
他就提到了雅基伯王啊，因此我没有违背这从天上来的意象，先向大马士革、耶路撒冷、犹大全地的人宣讲，后向外族人宣讲，叫他们悔改。归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
So then, King Agrippa, I was not obedient to the vision from heaven, first to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and then to the Gentiles. I preached that they should repent and turn to God and demonstrate their repentance by their deeds.
经文当中就提醒我们，保罗悔改的他的重点不是改善行为。
This passage reminds us that the focus of repentance is not merely improving behavior,
而是心意回转，归向神，顺服神的旨意，行为才能与悔改的心相称。
But turning one's mind and heart toward God and submitting to His will.
这里的经文表明，保罗的坚持不是因为自己的觉悟和努力，而是因为他看见并经历了复活主而带来的异象和使命。
So Paul's perseverance did not come from his own determination and effort, but from the vision and the mission he received through seeing and experiencing the risen Lord.
如果人的思想没有被基督的好消息给吸引，没有被神的真理而更新，人的心思意念肯定是向着神以外的人或事物。
If a person's mind is not captivated by the good news of Jesus Christ and renewed by God's truth, then it will naturally be distracted by other things in the world.
无论人怎么改善行为，都是暂时的，都不是真正的悔改。
And no matter how people improve their behavior, they are all temporary. It's not the real repentance.
亲爱的各位，到底是什么让保罗的一生起了这么大的改变呢？
So dear brothers and sisters, what caused such a dramatic change, transformation in God's in Paul's life?
又是为什么使他如此执着地传福音，甚至为主殉道呢？
And why was he so devoted to preaching the gospel, and that even he was willing to die for Christ?
圣经告诉我们，保罗他原名叫扫罗，生于基利加省的大树。
In the Bible tells us that Paul, formerly known as Saul, was born in the Tarsus.Of Cilicia.
他是法利赛人，热心于律法。
He was a Pharisee who was zest for the law.
因此，他也逼迫当时跟随主耶稣的人。
Therefore, he actively persecuted the followers of Jesus.
就在他疯狂地逼迫基督徒的这样的行动的时候，主耶稣他亲自介入。
So during this campaign of persecution, the Lord himself intervened.
因此，这位扫罗在前往大马士革的路上，被天上而来的光照和主耶稣他亲自的显现所击倒。
So on the road to Damascus, Saul was struck down by the heavenly light and encountered the risen Jesus.
从一个逼迫教会的人转变成被神呼召的人。
So he was transformed from a persecutor of the church into a man called for Lord.
神以超自然的方式拦阻他原本的道路，使他在黑暗与等候当中预备自己，进入全新的人生的使命。
So through the supernatural means, God intervened and changed his path and prepared him through the darkness, and so make him let him wait for the entirely new life mission.
所以在这个异象当中，保罗他亲眼见到了主，就使他的一生做了180度的转变。
So in this vision, Paul saw the Lord with his own eyes, and this made him changed completely.
与基督为敌的扫罗变成了保罗。
So Saul, the enemy of the Lord, become Paul, the servant of Christ.
也就是说，扫罗倒下了，保罗站起来了。
So one could say that Saul fell down, but Paul rose up.
扫罗的肉眼瞎了，保罗属灵的眼睛。
So Saul's physical eyes blind, but Paul's spiritual eyes were opened.
这个异象改变了保罗的一生，让他属灵的眼睛看到了需要主耶稣福音的世界是何等的广阔。
So the vision changed Paul's life, and it enabled him to see how vast the world was that needed the gospel of Jesus.
自此以后，他就死心塌地的跟从基督，甘心作为基督至死忠心的使徒。
So from that moment on, Paul decided to follow Jesus wholeheartedly and became a faithful servant, apostle, willing to serve Christ even unto death.
在第一世纪，保罗因着主给他的这样的异象和使命，他不惧怕环境的困难。
So throughout the first century, because received the vision from God, and Paul was not intimidated by difficulties or oppositions.
不断地把耶稣的好消息传遍到这样的地中海。
So he tirelessly spread God's good news to the Mediterranean area.
据保罗他自己的见证，一方面是因为神的怜悯，又受了主爱的这样的激励。
So according to Paul's own testimony, his ministry resulted from God's mercy and also the love of Christ.
被派作主的仆人，传扬主的福音。
So he was sent as God's servant to spread the gospel of God.
那是上帝的恩典与旨意。
So that's God's grace and purpose.
另一方面，就是他在亚基伯王面前所见证的。
Another reason is that he's testified before the king Agrippa.
他人生的改变是因为看见了那从天上而来的异象。
So that his life has been transformed is because of the vision from the heaven.
为了不违背那从天上来的异象，他不但信靠主耶稣为他的救主。
So to avoid being disobedient to that heavenly vision, Paul not only trusted that Jesus Christ as a savior, but also faithfully carried out the mission revealed to him.
也照着主在异象当中向他所显明的，将福音传遍到四方，使人归向基督。
So as the Lord revealed in the vision, so Paul proclaimed the gospel everywhere, so the people might turn to Christ.
我们可以这样说，是保罗所见的异象改变了他的一生。
So we could say that it's a vision Paul encountered changed his life.
更准确的应该是说，是保罗对于他所见的那从天上来的异象的回应与忠心改变了他的一生。
More accurately, it was Paul's response and faithfulness to the heavenly vision that changed his life.
各位，其实异象不但对于保罗的一生影响巨大，从圣经的记载当中，我们可以看到许多属灵的伟人都像保罗这样。
So the influence of vision was not limited to Paul. And we see in the Bible, there are a lot of spiritual giants. They also experienced this revelation from God.
在人生的某个阶段当中，曾看到那从天上来的异象，就是从上帝而来的异象，而改变了他们一生的目标与侍奉的方向。
So it's because they experienced the heavenly vision from God that transformed their lives, and so that they redirected their goals and also shaped their ministries.
圣经让我们看到隐藏在这个隐藏在旷野四十年，年纪已经将近八十岁的高龄的这样的一个摩西，他做梦也没想到上帝让他看到荆棘着火焚烧的异象。
So in the Bible, it tells us Moses has spent 40 years in the wilderness and was nearly 80 years old.And he never imagined that God would appear to him through the vision of a burning bush.
在异象当中，神呼召他，要差遣他到埃及去拯救他的同胞。
So in that vision, God called him to go to Egypt and to deliver his people.
但摩西他认为他自己已经年迈，又没有口才，如此向法老辩这样的争辩。做外交的交涉，他怎么能做呢？
So Moses felt inadequate, and he is old, and he's not eloquent, and how could he negotiate with the Pharaoh, to bring his people out of Egypt?
上帝告诉他，他会派亚伦作为他的口，并且应许与他同在。
And God assured him that he will send Aaron as the spokesman for him, and promised God will be with him.
但是摩西还是用各样的借口加以推脱。
But Moses still used all kinds of excuses to avoid taking the mission.
于是神回答摩西，我是自有拥有者，又说你要对以色列人这样说，那自有者派我到你这里来。
God said to Moses, I'm who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
就这样，摩西他承受了上帝，派遣他去埃及，用了另外的四十年的这样的时间，为他自己的同胞付上了自己生命的代价。
So it was through this encounter that Moses spent the next 40 years of his life, leading his people out of the slavery from the Pharaoh.And also lead the people into the freedom that God has provided.
拯救同胞脱离法老的手，并带领同胞重获从上帝而来的自由。
So Moses bring his people, so get out of the Pharaoh's slavery and also form the regain the freedom.
因着这样的荆棘的焚烧的异象，摩西改变了一生的方向。
So because of the vision of the burning bush, Moses' life direction was absolutely changed.
使他完成了上帝的使命，也使他成为与耶和华面对面所认识的这位伟大的先知。
So he fulfilled God's mission and became the great prophet who the Lord knew face to face.
这是何等大的评语。
So what a remarkable commendation.
当我们思想摩西的一生，如果没有荆棘焚烧着火的异象，就不会有他以后的使命。
So we reflect that if without the vision of the burning bush, then Moses' life will not be what exposed to us today.
当然，我不否认有时他自以为意，有时将坏的行为当作标准。
Of course, I do not deny that people can sometimes be self-righteousness and even use some wrong criteria as their standard.
但是有了异象就完全不同。
However, when a person receives a vision, then things will change.
因为异象有一个功用是显出人的光景。
Because there's an important function of vision, that is to reveal the man's real condition.
人明白自己的光景，就将自己放在意象的这样的天平上。
So when people know their real situation, and then they will reflect, put themselves on the scale of the vision.
如果不认识自己的光景，根本就没有意象。
So if they don't recognize their condition, and they are not going to have vision.
没有意象就容易放纵，可以随意而行。
So without the vision, people easily become complacent and live according to their own desires.
圣经告诉我们说，摩西有本事打死了人，暗暗把他埋了。So
the Bible tells us Moses was capable and self-confident, and he killed an Egyptian and buried that person.
第二天，他又来理直气壮地去干预以色列人的生活。And
the next day, he boldly intervened the Israelites' life.
那这事情败露，不得不逃往米甸旷野。So
however, when his deed was opposed and exposed, that he has to force to flee to the wilderness of Midian.
当摩西看见了异象后，他就认识到了自己。So
when Moses encountered the vision, he realized.
于是他说：“主啊，我不是个会说话的人，以前不是；自从你对仆人说话以后，也不是，因为我本是拙口笨舌的。”So
he said, "O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue."
许多人都喜欢引用摩西的这段话，说我是拙口笨舌的人。
So many people like to quote Moses' words and saying, "I'm slow of speech."
其实摩西是借此来推卸上帝的呼召。Actually,
Moses is using this as excuse to avoid God's calling.
许多人都讲属灵的见证，但一句话、一句造就人的话都没有。Many
people enjoy sharing their spiritual testimony, but their words do not build people up.
只会批评论断。They
only criticize and judge.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们在上帝的面前悔改吧。So
brothers and sisters, let's repent before God.
为我们没有好好的去遵行神他给我们的意向和使命悔改吧。Let
us repent for failing to faithfully carry out the vision and mission God has entrusted us.
没有意向，神就不会使用我们，教会也无法进步。So
without a vision, God will not use us, and the church will not improve, develop.
所以意向就显出人的光景。So
the vision reveals humans' real condition.
我们先要看到自己快要灭亡的光景，看到我们没有遵行上帝给我们的使命，而迫切的认罪悔改。
So we must first see our own lostness and recognize how we have neglected God's mission and leading us to sincere confession and repentance.
当然我们大多数的教会每年都有不少的这样的宣教基金使用在帮助一些福音机构和宣教士的身上。
So certainly in many churches, they contribute mission funds every year to different gospel organizations and the missionaries.
但是就是这样，就是在遵行教会的使命和意向吗？
But does that alone fulfill the church's mission and vision?
答案恐怕是否定的。
The answer is likely no.
神要的不仅是金钱上的支持，更是每一个信徒亲自参与他的这样的工作。 成为福音的见证人。So
God desires more than financial support, and He desires every believer to personally participate in the mission work and became the witness of the gospel.
圣经当中，挪亚就是一个榜样。So
Noah provided a good example in the Bible.
当神启示他洪水将要来到的时候，他不仅建造方舟，也成了传义道的人。
So when God revealed him that the flood is coming, and Noah not only built the ark, but also he became the preacher of righteousness.
亚伯拉罕也是这样。
Abraham is another example.
当荣耀的神向他显现的时候，他就离开熟悉的家乡，顺服神的呼召，往神指示的地方去。
So when the God of glory appeared to him, and he left his familiar homeland and obeyed God's calling to go anywhere God guides him.
可见真正的意象绝不是停留在头脑当中，而是带来生命的改变和行动的回应。
So a true vision does not just remain merely an idea in the mind, but it brings about transformed lives and active obedience.
意象会让我们看到神的心意，也让我们看到自己的责任。
So the vision helps us see God's will and our responsibility.
看到世上灵魂的需要，也催促我们以顺服和信心回应神的呼召，活出他所托付给我们的使命。
It reveals the needs of lost souls and compels us to respond with faith and obedience, so that we could fulfill the mission God has entrusted us.
曾经我去 DC 接我家的大儿子回家的路上。
So once on the way back, when I drove to DC to pick up my son,
他告诉我这一周他除了教当地的小朋友跳舞，就是和伙伴在地铁上面来向附近的这些吸毒人或者老年人发这些圣经的卡片传福音。
So he told me beside that, teaching the local children dancing and also share the cards on the scripture, the scripture on the cards, and he also shared the gospel on the subway to those addicts and also some elder people.
有一次，当有人不断地拒绝听他传福音的时候，他心里突然非常的难受，他为这些人哭了。
And on one occasion, when people consistently reject his sharing, and he felt so upset and he cried.
感谢神把传福音的使命不断地加添给他。
And I thank God that he stands for carrying out the mission is becoming clear.
作为牧师，我也明白自己的责任和使命。
So as a pastor, I understand my responsibility and calling.
我不能忽略自己在本地教会当中的服事。
I cannot neglect the ministry within the local church.
我们教会里面有人正在受伤，有人在婚姻当中苦苦挣扎，有人的孩子正在经历叛逆。
So in our congregation, some people are hurting, some people are going through the marriage, struggling in marriage, and some kids are going through the experiencing rebellion.
也有人在经历癌症的折磨或人生中各样沉重的挑战。
And others are battling with cancers or experiencing the burden, the heavy burdens in life.
当然，我不能对这样的事情不能去视而不见。
Certainly, I cannot ignore these needs.
也不能忽略对弟兄姐妹的牧养。
Nor should I neglect the shepherding and the care of God's people.
同样的，我也知道不能忽略神托付给我们的社区和城市。
So at the same time, and I know that we cannot ignore the community, or the city that God has entrusted to us.
本地宣教的使命不是可有可无的，而是教会真实活在这片土地上的见证。
So local missions are not optional. They are part of the church witness in the place where God planted us.
我们要忠心的牧养教会，也要走进社区，把福音带到人群当中。
So we must shepherd the church and also reaching out to the community.
这两者不是对立的，而是彼此相连、不可分割的呼召。
So these two callings are not opposed to each other, but they are inseparable.
据说大华府地区有30万的华人。
It is said that there are 300,000Chinese living in the greater Washington, D.C. area.
当我们听到这个数字的时候，你心里想着到底是什么呢？
So when we hear this number, what are you thinking?
也许有些人觉得这不过只是一个数字而已。
So maybe some people think it's just a statistic.
但是保罗提醒我们，异象是从天上来的。
But Paul reminds us the vision coming from heaven.
当神让我们看到这样的一个群体，不只是让我们看到知道一个数字，而是让我们看见他的心意。
So when God allows us to see this community, and He's not merely showing us a number, but He is revealing His heart to us.
上帝把这么多的华人放在我们的身边，他渴望在这个时代、这个地区得着他们。
God has put so many Chinese people who living among us.It's because he desires to reach them in this generation and in this region.
当然我们当中有很多都是高知识分子。
So many of us are highly educated professionals.
我们努力的工作为事业打拼。
So we work hard and also we try to build up our careers.
我们重视孩子的教育。
We value our kids' education.
也盼望拥有更好的生活。
And also we hope have a better life.
更成功的职业生涯
，have a more successful career path。
但是，保罗让我们看见，人最深的需要，并不是更高的收入、更好的校区，甚至不是更舒适的生活。
Yet Paul reminds us that the humanity's deepest need is not a more income, better school districts, or a greater, more comfortable life，
而是与神建立正确的关系。
But it is the deepest need is to be reconciled to God.
那么这核心这样的意象的核心的内容是什么呢？
So then, what's the core message of this vision?
保罗告诉我们，叫他们悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
So Paul tells us that they should repent and turn to God and demonstrate their repentance by their deeds.
这里悔改不只是把一些行为改好，而是整个人的心思意念被神改变。
So here the repentance means more than just correcting your behavior, but it means having our entire way of thinking transformed by God.
从过去以自己和世界为中心，转向以神为中心。
So instead of making the center of ourselves, but now we make the center of God.Into our, as our life center.
当一个人的这样的心真的归向神，生命自然会改变，行为也会与悔改的心相称。
So when a person is willingly to surrender to God, and their heart will transformed into the heart will transformed, and their action will reflect the genuine repentance.
各位，保罗起初以逼迫教会、逼迫基督徒为乐。
So Paul, at the beginning, he took a great pleasure, in persecuting the church and the believers.
他以为这就是在侍奉神。
He thought that he was serving the Lord.
但是当他见到主耶稣的异象，就悔改，为主所用，做外邦人的使徒。
But when he encountered the risen, Christ.And he repented and became God's chosen apostle to the Gentiles.
后来他见证就说，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是值得完全接纳的。在罪人中我是罪魁，可是我竟蒙了怜悯，好让基督耶稣在我这罪魁的身上显明他完全的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
So Paul confessed, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life.
可见 有了意向，人就清楚自己的使命，生命也会有很大的这样的改变。
So a vision can clarify a person's mission and transform their lives.
谁去改变保罗？这是从天上上帝而来的意向，使他改变。
So who changed Paul? It's the heaven from, it's the vision from the heaven.
请问你又看到上帝把我们教会安置在这个地方，这里面有上帝他给我们的使命吗？
So do you see that God has placed our church in this location for a purpose?
我们有借助上帝赐给我们不同的恩赐，合理的应用在这些恩赐和资源吗？
Do we faithfully use these talents and gifts and resources he has entrusted us?
我们有向附近的大学、周围的邻舍或者新移民传福音吗？
So are we sharing the gospel to the nearby universities, the community people, and the newly immigrants?
各位，你是不是有看到现在很多教会冷淡，失去了爱心？
And do you see that many churches today have become spiritually cold and have lost their first love?
很多基督徒去走世界的道路呢。
And many Christians now increasingly follow the ways of the world.
我们仅仅在暗中流泪祷告是不够的。
So it's not enough for us to secretly to crying and pray in secret.
我们要在还有能力的时候以行动来回应天上来的意象。
So while we are still having strength and capability, we must respond.
我们需要参与本地的宣教事工，与主同行，来拯救更多失丧的灵魂。
So we must participate in local missions and partner with the Lord to reach out more lost souls.
之前帮助我们教会的一对年轻的这样的夫妻，他们是英特海的老师。
A young couple who served in our church, they are from Inter High, the teachers from Inter High.
他们为了回应神托付给他们传福音的这样的使命，他们辞去了在本地非常稳定的这样的工作，也很不错的工作，带着两个仅仅读初中的女儿一起去柬埔寨宣教。
So in responding to God's missionary calling, the couple, they left their stable income and their good job and the comfortable living condition and took their two middle school-aged daughters to Cambodia to spread the gospel.
有好心的人提醒他们那边不安全，生活条件也不如这里。
So some people warned them that the condition and also the condition in that country is not safe and less comfortable comparing to here.
但他没有退缩，他们相信神的预备和带领。
Yet they didn't retreat because they believe God's provision and guidance.
他们这样的决定对我这样在教会当中服侍多年的牧师来说，也是一个带来很深的这样的提醒。
So to me, as a pastor served many years in the local church, their decision has become a profound challenge and a reminder to me.
我是否也在认真地回应从神而来的呼召？
So am I truly responding God's call?
在我有生之年，我要如何来回应这从天上来的意象呢？
During my lifetime, how should I respond to the call from heaven?
正因为这样的意向，我和几位牧师弟兄在去年2025年的年底一起建立了大华府地区短宣中心。
So because of this vision and several pastors, brothers and I, we established a Greater Washington DC Short Mission Center at the end of 2025.
以短期培训、长期宣教为使命，在本地来推展福音的工作。
So our mission is short-term training, long-term mission. So we seek to promote the gospel ministry locally.
盼望跟更多的教会的弟兄姐妹一起来参与服事，一同回应神的大使命。
So we hope to cooperate with more brothers and sisters in our local churches so that we could respond to God's great commission.
因为当我们真正看到神所赐的意象的时候，就不能只是停留在感动上，而是要以实际的行动回应神的呼召，把福音 传到他放在我们身边的人的身上。
So when we truly see the vision God has revealed to us, we cannot just stop at feeling emotionally moved, and we must respond with practical action and bringing the gospel to the people God has placed around us.
克里威廉原来只是一个这样的一个鞋匠。
So one example is William Carey. He was a shoemaker.
他没有受过什么高等的教育，完全靠着他自学。
So he didn't get a chance to receive higher education, and most his learning based on self-study.
在拆船的这样的施工上，克里威廉被尊为近代拆船工作的这样的先锋。
So talking about the ministry, mission ministry, and he was called the father of modern missions.
1793年，他带着全家前往印度。
So in 1793, he took his whole family, moved to India.
起初他们经历贫穷、疾病、童工离开，甚至失去了孩子，事工多年看不到明显的效果。
So at very beginning, they experienced like a poverty, like a departure of coworkers, illness, and also they even lost a child. So the years of ministry within the first few years was just a little visible fruit.
但是他没有放弃，持续的翻译圣经，建立学校，训练童工。
But he never gave up. He continuously to translate Bible, to train coworkers, and also build up schools.
后来神大大的使用他，使圣经被翻译成各种的印度的方言。
The God eventually used him profoundly.And the scripture was translated into numerous Indian languages and dialects.
这个见证提醒我们，很多时候我们并不知道神将来会怎样使用一个似乎很微小的开始，也我们无法去预见神将来会带来多大的影响。
So this testimony reminds us that often we do not know how God will use a seemingly very small beginning, and we cannot foresee what impact He's going to bring in the future.
神所看重的不是我们能否看见结果，而是我们是否愿意忠心地回应他的呼召。
So God's primary concern is not whether we can see the result, but whether we are willingly to follow His calling.
当我们凭着信心迈出顺服的一步的时候，神往往会成就远超过我们所求所想的工作。
So when we take the step of obedience in faith, and God often accomplishes far more than we could imagine or ask for.
弟兄姐妹们，神今天在你我的身上的带领是什么呢？
So brothers and sisters, so how is God leading you today?
我们对神的工作是否变得冷淡？对灵魂的需要是否无动于衷？
So have you become indifferent to the Lord's work and unmoved by the needs of lost souls?
当我们看到教会渐渐的年老化，福音的影响力减弱，看到身边还有许多人没有认识主，我们真的可以无动于衷吗？
So when we see the church is aging and the gospel, the power of gospel diminishing, and many people around us still do not believe in Christ, can we remain indifferent?
当然不能。
Surely not.
愿主给我们教会一个清晰共同的意向，让我们不再只是维持现状，而是被福音重新点燃。
So may the Lord grant our church a clear and shared vision. May we move beyond merely just maintaining the status quo, and instead of being reignited by the gospel.
盼望我们都成为回应呼召的人，为着福音的缘故，愿意走进校园，走进新移民的群体当中，去接触那些还没有认识福音的人。
So may we become the people who are willing to respond to God's call, willing to enter schools and engage with immigrants, neighborhood people, and reach out to those who haven't heard the good news of the Christ.
今天我们查考的21到22节经文，保罗因为传福音，他遭到了犹太人的逼迫，甚至有人想要杀他，但靠着神的帮助，他始终站得稳，继续向众人为基督做见证。
So in today's passage, it tells us Paul suffered persecution from the Jews because of his preaching the gospel. Some even sought to kill him. Yet with God's help, he remained steadfast and continued to testify for Christ before all people.
表面上来看，好像是罗马人在干预保护他，其实是主在暗中出手。
So on the surface, it is the Roman protection who protect Paul, but actually it is God who did the secret work behind all scenes.
因为前面的第十七节，就主就亲自应许说，我也要拯救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。
Because God promised him that I will save you from your own people and from the Gentiles.
而且主还要继续的使用保罗，让他向尊贵、卑贱、老的、少的所有的人来做见证。
The Lord still had work for Paul to do, so Paul has to bear witness before the great and the humble, the old and the young.
正因为这样的缘故，犹太人在圣殿里面捉住保罗，想要当场把他处死。
So for this reason, when the Jews seized Paul in the temples and they attempted to kill him.
但他们白费力气，根本成不了事。
But their efforts was futile.
保罗他心里清楚，在罗马人的背后是神的手在保护他。
So Paul understood that behind the Romans, it was God's hand to protect him.
靠着神的帮助，指他直到做见证的时候，仍然站住，向这些卑微、尊贵、老幼来传讲。
So through God's help, and Paul continued to stand firm and also proclaiming the gospel to people who have different status and ages.
最后总结的时候，保罗又重新讲了一遍福音的内容，并且强调这一切跟摩西和旧约的先知所预言的完全一致。
So in his concluding testimony, Paul once again summarized that the message of the gospel and emphasized that everything he preached was in complete agreement with what Moses and other Old Testament prophets have foreseen.
所以这个福音的好消息，犹太人应该是接受的。
So therefore, the good news of gospel was something that the Jewish people should accept and welcome.
于是最后一节提醒我们，这就是核心，这个福音的核心。
So the final verse reminds us of the very heart of the gospel.
你愿意把光明的这样的福信息，就是主耶稣必须为罪人受难，偿还我们的罪债，并从死人中复活的这样的信息，这美好的福音传递给其他人吗？
So are we willing to share this message of light with others, that Jesus Christ will save the sinners and sacrifice his life for us, so that we will have an eternal life?
各位，复活的主在大马色的路上，以大光向保罗显现，向他说话，使保罗看见复活的主。
So the risen Lord appeared to Paul on the road to Damascus in a brilliant light and spoke directly to him.
使他不得不相信被钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣真的复活了，他就是基督，是人类唯一的救主。
So through this encounter, Paul saw the risen Lord, and he could no longer deny that Jesus the Nazareth and who had been crucified.Have truly risen from the dead, and he realized that Jesus was the Messiah and the Savior of the world.
接着，保罗又从亚拉利亚那里得到主的启示，知道主已拣选他，并差派他到外邦人和君王，并以色列人面前来宣讲他的名，还要为主 受许多的苦。
Later through Ananias, Paul received further revelation from the Lord. He learned that God had chosen him to send him to proclaim God's Christ's name before Gentiles, the kings, and the people of Israel. He also learned that he would suffer greatly for the sake of Christ's name.
所以只是他要到外邦人那里去传扬福音，开他们的眼睛，使他们从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，使他们的罪恶得到赦免，并且在那些因信我而成圣的人中同得基业。
So the Lord further instructed Paul to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
今天的经文提醒我们，因着保罗没有违背那从天上来的异象，他一生产生了巨大的转变。
So today's passage reminds us is because Paul didn't disobey the heavenly vision, and his life was transformed dramatically.
不单是因为他没有违背那异象，而是积极地回应了天上的异象，他的一生才有如此的结果。
So the change did not occur merely because he saw the vision, but it happened because he faithfully responded to it.
许多人或许在他一生当中都曾看到那从天上来的异象。
So many people in our life, maybe we have a glimpse of the vision from heaven.
但对他的人生并没有产生太大的影响。
But this didn't change too much in our life.
这不是因为我们和保罗的异象和使命有什么不同。
So the difference between Paul and us, it doesn't mean that Paul received a different vision.
而是我们没有顺服。
But rather he chose to obey, but we didn't.
当一个人顺服从天上来的异象而生活侍奉主的时候，他的生命，他的人生就会产生巨大的改变，成为更多人的祝福的管道。
So when a person followed the heavenly vision and he started to serve the Lord,And the person's life is profoundly changed and it becomes the channel of blessing to others.
马里逊是一个英国人。
Morrison is a English, British missionary.
他可算是中国教会历史上的一位先锋当中的先锋。
So he may be rightly called the pioneer among the pioneer in the history.
他翻译了第一本华人采用的更正教新旧约圣经。
So he was the first Protestant missionary to China and translated the first Protestant Chinese Bible.
据说他在17岁的时候，马里逊有一次读到一份宣教的杂志。
So it is said that when he was 17 years old, he read one of the missionary magazine.
当他看到杂志上面写着要收的庄稼很多，工人很少的时候。
So when he sees the words in the magazine, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
就是这一句话大大的感动了当时17岁的亚马逊，马里逊。
So the single sentence deeply touched Morrison when he's 17 years old.
他觉得这就是神给他人生的意象，就是要到遥远的东方，古老的中国去。
So he sensed that God was giving him a vision for him to travel to the far east China and an Asian country and the country that without gospel.
去没有福音的中国，被偶像辖制的中国传福音，这就是神。这就是神感动他给他的人生的意象。
So this is a vision that God touched him and gave him the vision. That is to go to China, the country that has been bounded to idol worship for thousands of years, and to reach out the people there.
很多人笑话他说，马里逊，你以为靠着你的能力可以改变中国过去5000年对偶像的崇拜吗？
So many people mocked him. Do you think that you can change China's 5,000 years of idol worship?
所以 马里逊就说了一句这么有名的话，他说：“我不能，但是我相信神能。”
So his famous reply is, "I cannot, but I believe God can."
各位弟兄姐妹们，马里逊在地上的一生只有短短的52年。
So Morrison only lived for 52 years.
因为他长期的这样的过度的这样的疲劳，疾病在身，在广州被主接走。
So he was overworked and sick, and he was called home to the Lord in Guangzhou, in China.
就是在被主接走之前的一分钟，他就不放弃工作。
So yet until the last minute of his life on earth, he never stopped working for the gospel.
神就借着像这样的一个英国的传道人打开了中国福音的大门。
So God uses this English missionary to open the big door of China's gospel, the gospel in China.
弟兄姐妹们，上帝开了门就没有关上的。
So brothers and sisters, when God opened the door, no one can shut it.
中国的教会有今天，就是神当年借着这些愿意委身在他的意象当中，愿意摆上并顺服上帝呼召和使命的这些人。
The existence of China, of Chinese church today is due in large amount, is due in large part to men and women like the mission, like Morrison, who committed themselves to God's vision.
他们经历了艰难、牺牲、贫穷，才得以使福音在中国扎根。
So they've been went through hardship, poverty, and suffering, and then through their hard work, the gospel took root in China.
各位，没有意向，就是在前面没有目标。
So without a vision, without a vision here is no go ahead.
运动员为什么可以起早贪黑，苦苦的来训练呢？
So why the athletes can train themselves timelessly every day?
因为他们前面的目标就是要得奥运的金牌。
Because their goal is to win the Olympic game, get the medal.
但是他们只是一个属地的意向，就是为那块金牌而奋斗。
But their goal is a earthly vision, just fight for, work hard for that gold medal.
作为信靠主耶稣的人，我们需要明白上帝在不同的时代、不同的地方兴起不同的教会。
So as followers of Christ, we must understand that God raised up different churches in different places at different era.
那些真正为主所兴起的教会，必须是看见主的心意，领受并顺从回应从天上而来的意象，建立合主心意的教会。
The churches that are truly established by the Lord are those that discern their heart, receive their vision, and also faithfully respond to the harvest, to the heavenly calling.
教会需要成全主耶稣在不同时代、地区，在我们当中所要成就的使命。
So as church, we need to, our existing is to fulfill the mission that Jesus Christ desires to accomplish.
这就是上帝兴起我们的目的。
So that's his purpose of raise us up.
求上帝叫我们不要违背那从天上而来的意象，按着神的话语的启示，圣灵在我们心中的感动与带领，来遵行上帝托付给我们教会的意象和使命。
May the Lord help us not to disobey the heavenly vision. Instead, may we follow the revelation of His word and the guidance of the Holy Spirit among us, faithfully carrying out the vision and the mission that God has entrusted to our church.
我们做个结束祷告。
So let's have a prayer.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
感谢你借着你的话语的提醒我们，不要违背那从天上来的意象。
Thank you through your scriptures, you remind us, do not disobey the heavenly vision.
求你将你的心意放在我们里面，使我们不只是听见，更愿意回应。
So let us remember your heart so that we are not just deeply touched, by your calling, but we will take action to respond to it.
求你除去我们的惧怕、冷淡，引领我们同心合意的回应你的意向。
Please help us to get rid of our fear and also the indifference to help us to work hard to respond to your calling.
也求你使用我们在这个时代、这个地区成为福音的灯台，把基督的爱传递出去，使更多人认识你、归向你。
Please use us in this region and in this era so that we could be the golden lamp to shine for you and to proclaiming the gospel to more lost souls.
愿你赐给我们智慧和能力，使我们一生忠心完成你所托付的使命。
May you provide us the wisdom and the strength, and so we will be faithfully serving you for our whole life.
到见你面的那一天，都能坦然地说，我们没有违背那从天上来的意象。
So until the day that we come to see you, and we can proudly tell you that we did not disobey your vision.
祷告不配奉主耶稣基督。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，刘勇牧师今天的证道。